Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads inaugurates its Fall Festival of Famous Musicals by bringing you Sigmund Romberg's enduring success, The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest from the Metropolitan Opera, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another memorable musical is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Dorothy Kirsten and I are bound for Old Heidelberg, where we'll sing all those great Sigmund Romberg melodies from The Student Prince. These were the days when castles were hung with banners and echoed with the pomp and majesty of kings. These were the days when a crown prince might expect to wear a crown.
Your Highness, Dr. Engel.
What brings you to this dreary palace?
I was summoned by your grandfather, the King, to discuss plans for your university education. And I have persuaded him, my boy, that you must go to Heidelberg.
Heidelberg? Oh, Doctor, I've never forgotten the stories you used to tell me when you were my schoolmaster. About Heidelberg and about the River Neckar and the student corps. And how they sang in the evening.
And how they sang. And now, Karl Franz, they're going to let you escape from your gloomy castle for a year at least, to be free, to be a student like any other lad. Enjoy these days, Karl Franz, for they are the golden days.
I know, Dr. Engel.
Down where the Neckar flows swiftly along, nestles a town that is famous in song. Laughing lads roam through its streets so quaint. No one's a sinner, much less a saint.
Twilight comes stealing and the night shines down, painting with silver Heidelberg town.
Hark how the echoes are ringing. Their glasses all night long. Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence and full of truth. In our hearts, we remember them all else above. Golden days, days of youth and love. How we laughed with a gaiety that had no sting. Looking back, memories when we're young, golden.
my old friend. You must come to Heidelberg with me.
Why should be honored, Your Highness.
Good. When can we be off?
The sooner the better.
Come on, boys. We had enough of classes for the day.
Yeah!
Are we dry? The desert in July?
Yeah!
What do we need?
Beer!
Then we're off to the finest inn of old Heidelberg.
To the inn we're marching for our throats are parching under fruit trees starting in the month of May. For there's no good fellow when you're feeling mellow to the beer so yellow would they be. All in step we're swinging while we join in singing with the voices ringing in the merry mind. There is joy abounding in our song, resounding while our times are pounding all the time.
Are you a new student at Heidelberg?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. I just arrived.
Well, will you join us for some beer?
Well, I'd prefer wine, I think.
Wine? What's that? Now, beer is the official drink of our corps. Kathy, beautiful Kathy, bring us some beer.
Mind your manners, boys, or I won't serve you a drop.
Who is this girl, this Kathy?
Oh, she works here at the inn. She's the mascot of our corps.
She's beautiful.
Hey, Kathy, come and meet a new admirer.
Hello. You've just arrived in Heidelberg?
Yes, yes, I have. And I expect to study very hard.
Oh, tell him, Kathy. Tell this freshman the way we study in Heidelberg.
Come, boys, let's all be gay, boys. For education should be scientific play, boys. Waste your time on books, boys. For every prudent student studies woman's life.
Boom, boom, boom.
So old Professor Craig, boys, that you will flunk because you're drunk. Don't hesitate.
Boom, boom, boom.
Though we get D minus, it isn't on account of China.
We have to lecture on and finest. Oh,
in drinking we will.
Listen to me.
To your new classmate.
Gentlemen, this is the Crown Prince of Carlsberg.
The Crown Prince?
The Prince? Forgive us, Your Highness.
Oh, we had no idea. What? Forgive you for treating me as a friend? Oh, now, please, while I'm with you in Heidelberg, let me be one of you. Never, Your Highness. Only Karl Franz.
A toast, then, to our new friend, Karl Franz.
Thank you. And I should like to drink Kathy's health.
Kathy!
Drink, 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 to eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me. Drink, 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 to lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine longingly, longingly, soon into mine.
May he give me a priceless boon, his love beneath the sweet May moon.
Drink, drink, let the toast start.
Your Highness.
Yes, Dr. Rank.
Come now, hurry. We must move into our lodgings. Oh, Kathy, will you please show us to our rooms?
I beg your pardon, Karl Franz, but it's getting dark. I thought I'd bring you a lamp.
Well, that's kind of you, Kathy. What's that music?
It's the students singing the serenade.
It's beautiful.
Have you any more princes at home?
Any more what?
Any brothers or sisters?
No.
A father and a mother, though.
They're dead.
The King of Carlsberg, he isn't your father?
No, he's my grandfather.
I haven't any family either.
Oh, poor little Kathy. I only hope the Princess Margaret is one half as sweet and as beautiful as you are.
The Princess Margaret?
Someday she'll be my wife.
Don't you know what she looks like?
No. I've never met her.
You're engaged, and you've never met?
Yeah, that's the way it is with royalty, Kathy. These things are arranged, even before you're born.
I'm engaged to a livery stable keeper in Vienna.
Do you love him?
I don't know.
Oh, Kathy. Kathy, darling, I...
No, you mustn't. I'd better go now. Good night, Karl Franz.
Kathy.
Your Highness.
Oh, come in, Dr. Engel.
Forgive me for intruding, Karl Franz, but may an old friend give you a word of warning.
Oh, what warning, Doctor?
My boy, I would be very sad if your golden days in Heidelberg were spoiled by an unwise romance.
I know. I will not forget that the Princess Margaret must be my bride. Kathy, in the months I've been here, I've said to myself, I can't fall in love with her. But every day I love you more.
What about the Princess Margaret?
I can't go back to the suffocating air of the courts. Kathy, will you marry me? I love you so.
The magic of springtime is round us tonight. Enchantment is born on the breeze.
And clothed in the silver, tender moonlight, the birds never stop in the breeze.
As deep in the shadows your eyes look in mine, within them a soft flame gently glows.
I can't talk to you now.
A message has just come from Carlsberg. Karl Franz, your grandfather is dying.
No.
You must go to his bedside at once. I've already packed your bags.
I won't go back.
It's your duty, Karl Franz. You must go to your grandfather. He needs you.
Oh, Kathy. to you, Kathy. I promise.
Come, Your Highness.
No. No, he'll never come back. I'll never see him again.
Second act of The Student Prince in just a moment.
You know, when you talk shop with friends, outsiders often have trouble understanding many of the special terms you use. But I dare say everybody is familiar with such special terms as roundhouse, caboose, cowcatcher. Yes, ever since the iron horse was born, the colorful and lively language of railroading has enriched our speech. And many railroad terms like sidetrack, tank town, and doubleheader have become a permanent part of our everyday language. And like the railroads themselves, railroad language is constantly changing, constantly being brought up to date. For example, which of the following words remind you of railroads today? Ignitron, diesel, track circuit. Well, the answer, as you've guessed, is all three. The Ignitron locomotive makes possible, right on the locomotive itself, the efficient conversion of alternating or AC current to direct or DC current. The efficiency, economy, and hauling power of the diesel-electric locomotive has worked a virtual revolution in modern railroad power. Track circuits with electric currents coursing through the rails are the foundation of the signal and traffic control systems of today's up-to-the-minute railroads. These words and still newer words that have come out of the research laboratories reflect the growing and expanding partnership between modern railroads and modern research. For example, the Association of American Railroads has just completed another new and important laboratory at its central research headquarters in Chicago. There and in many other research centers throughout the country, research projects of wide variety are improving today's railroads and pointing the way to even better railroads tomorrow. Better refrigeration for perishable freight, improved control of temperature and humidity in air-conditioned passenger cars, better methods of packaging, loading, and bracing freight. These are only a few of the important railroad research projects currently under study. And the list is endless. For as today's opening of the railroad's newest research laboratory indicates, your railroads are expanding their research activities still further in order to bring you still better transportation for better living.
Now here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of The Student Prince, starring Gordon McRae as Carl Franz and his guest star Dorothy Kirsten as Kathy.
After only 4 months in Heidelberg, I had to leave my beloved Kathy to return to the court. My grandfather died only a few hours after I reached his bedside. His last request was for me to set a date for my wedding to the princess I had never seen.
Her Serene Highness, Princess Margaret Alexia Victoria Eugenie Elizabeth Maria.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness, we have long awaited the pleasure of meeting you, cousin. May I have the favor of a waltz?
With pleasure, cousin.
You dance beautifully, cousin.
It is the duty of a queen to dance well with the king.
The princess in my arms was beautiful and proper. She had been schooled since childhood to take her place someday beside me on the throne of Carlsberg. My heart ached to think that my beloved Kathy must be a stranger to my arms from this day forward. I excused myself and retired to my chambers for a night of restless sleep. And I dreamed myself back to Heidelberg again.
Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence and full of truth.
And the memories of the gallant times with the student corps flooded back through my mind. A longing to lift a stein again with my friends along the banks of the River Neckar.
Drink, 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 to light and a brighter star when they're shining on me. Drink, 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 to lift that our red and sweet
imagined that I saw my Kathy smiling at me. I had to go back to Heidelberg and keep my promise to Kathy.
I beg your pardon. Is there a waitress here named Kathy?
I'm Kathy. What can I do for you, ma'am?
You were here when the King of Carlsberg was a student.
Why do you ask?
I am the King's future wife.
The Princess Margaret?
Does it surprise you that a princess should be jealous?
It makes me glad, because you couldn't be jealous if you didn't love him.
I love him very much, and my whole life has been planned toward the day when I shall become his queen.
Oh, madame, he has forgotten me.
He'll never forget you, Kathy, as long as you're here waiting for him. He's coming back today.
Today?
Yes. And if you love him enough, you'll go away, so he will think that you've forgotten him.
I can't.
I, a princess, humbly beg you to give him up, so that perhaps he will return to me.
Your Highness, I will try to do what you ask of me.
You are rarely the happier one, because you have his love. Well, I can only say that I am grateful to you.
They're coming. The student corps.
The king will be with them. I must not let him find me here.
For this no good fellow when he's
feeling
mellow to the pier, so yellow would say,
hey! Kathy! Kathy! Oh, Kathy, darling.
Welcome back to Heidelberg, Your Majesty.
Why, Kathy, what's the matter?
Life changes, Karl Franz. You're a king. Your life belongs to your people.
But your life, Kathy...
I didn't wait for you, Karl Franz. I've promised to marry someone else.
Oh, Kathy.
Your Majesty?
Yes, my friend.
We have just learned of your coming marriage to the Princess Margaret. May your old friends of the Student Corps wish you every happiness.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends.
Sing with us again, Your Majesty. One more song.
Yes, my friends. I would like to sing the serenade, perhaps, for the last time.
Overhead the moon is beaming, white as blossoms on the bough. Nothing is heard but the song of a bird, filling all the air.
While I pour out my love for you, all to my life.
moon is beaming, white as blossoms on the bough.
Nothing is heard but the song of a bird, filling all the air with dreams.
Dorothy Kearson will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Mary Jane Croft, Victor Rodman, Lamont Johnson, and to our entire company. The Student Prince, with music by Sigmund Romberg and book and lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
In Louisville, Kentucky, next Sunday, both military and civilian transportation leaders will gather together for the 8th annual meeting of the National Defense Transportation Association, an organization that is helping all America keep its attention focused on one of the basic facts of military strength. And that fact is that the armed forces ride to victory on rolling wheels. There are no wheels more important in this respect than those under trains. For without railroads, modern armies could not even be assembled, let alone equipped. Yes, railroads provide the strong, dependable wheels under our national defense program. Wheels that can be provided only by trains of cars running on tracks.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, folks, here again is lovely Dorothy Kearson.
Thank you, Gordon. Gee, it's wonderful to be back aboard the show train.
Well, it certainly is a thrill for me, Dorothy, to look across the microphone again and see the glamorous La Kirsten.
What's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, from Heidelberg, we're moving to the Mississippi River, Dorothy, for the unforgettable showboat. And if you think we're going to let anybody else but you play Magnolia, you're mistaken, honey.
Okay, Gaylord. I'll be here next Monday night when the show train meets the showboat. Night, Gordy.
Night, Dorothy. You are wonderful.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as if we're ready to pull out. But let me remind you, hire the physically handicapped whenever you can. They are ready, willing, and able to do a good job for you. Until next Monday night and showboat, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying good night.
The Student Prince has been presented by arrangement with Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon McRae can soon be seen in Three Sailors and a Girl in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC. This is the NBC Radio Network.